Awesome. So yeah, talk about the re-canvas coming up tomorrow. What exactly is a re-canvas?
So the re-canvas that is taking place, it actually begins tomorrow morning promptly at 9 o'clock. And what has happened is we've had two different campaigns, the Mayor Pete Buttigieg campaign and also the Senator Bernie Sanders campaign, that have asked us to re-canvas specific precincts that they believe there might be some just clarification needed on, frankly, per the results that were released publicly. And so we will be entertaining, we'd actually approved each one of their precinct re-canvas requests, and that is the process we'll start tomorrow morning.
So what is a re-canvas though? Because you guys have talked about you can't change the data that's been reported.
So
what does that mean?
So, well, first of all, I'd let you know that there was a manual related to re-canvas and recount if anybody really wants to get into the weeds. That was spelled out in the delegate selection plan, which has been approved by the State Central Committee as a body. But specifically, what we're going to do is we're going to, frankly, look at the evidence before us. And so a lot of that is going to relate to the caucus math worksheets, for example, the delegate summary sheets, for example. Those would be hard kind of pieces of evidence that we will look at to make our kind of evaluations related to the re-canvas. And no, we will not be altering any of the official record or the math worksheets if we think it would do anything to change the intent of one of the caucus participants in the room.
Will you look at the preference cards?
We are in a re-canvas. So what we're looking at specifically are going to be the caucus math worksheets and then again the summary sheets related to delegates, alternates.
And how many precincts total are you?
I believe it's 148. 43, excuse me.
143.
I've had a lot of numbers. I just got done counting for our chair. So.
Does that include satellites?
Yes, it does.
And if there's obvious errors in the math worksheet portion of it, will that be taken into consideration when you're
So again, we're going to have to review all of those 143, but we are willing to entertain any and all of the re-canvas requests that have come in. But again, we will not be changing anything that would affect the intent of the caucus participant in the room.
So
let's say hypothetically, if there was a number that was off that would have changed, for example, viability. If something like that happened, we can't go through and then reapportion how people would distribute themselves throughout the process of the caucus. And so, again, it spells out specifically in the delegate selection plan, as well as in the re-canvas and recount manual, that we will not be interfering in anything that would have affected that evening's participants', frankly, outcome.
But can you, a specific example?
We're on a tight timeline.
So,
sorry, this is just.
Is it actually possible for a change to come out of this re-canvas, or is it just, are we just looking at, taking a look
based off of the requests that we have received for the precincts that were asked to re-canvas, right, which is the only thing we're looking at tomorrow would be information related to those 143. It is possible that some of the calculations would change, again, if they do not presume an assumption about something that happened in that room that would have altered the outcome or interfered with someone's participation.
Melissa, Des Moines Precinct 14, which is on the Bernie Sanders list.
Sorry, guys, I apologize. We're on a tight timeline here. We were just doing this, opening this up here. Melissa's very nice and has to go, but Mark will be out shortly.
She also lost her backpack.
And she also lost her backpack.
Thank you.
Yeah, close. And he'll be out.